fired up. What's up, Mountain Movers? Chuck Morrison here from the world-famous, 100,000-plus subscriber-strong MakingMountainsMove.com. We're broadcasting live from the great Granite State, the live-free-or-die capital of the world. Yes, that's actually our state motto, live-free-or-die, baby. Beautiful New Hampshire. Fired up, as always, to be with you here on the Triple M Podcast. You got a dream, you got a burning desire, well, prepare to start living it. That's exactly what happens when you plug inside the Making Mountains Move movement. I am so freaking excited to share today's message with you. You know, for a lot of you, today's message is going to bring about so much clarity and distinction. And for others, you know, today's training is going to remove many of the blocks and limitations that have been likely holding you back from achieving your greatness, from achieving your goals. And what I want to do here is start with a question. And I want to ask you, what do you think it is that stops most people from going after and achieving their dreams? What's the number one blockage out there? I'll give you a hint. It's fear. But fear is kind of ambiguous, right? I mean, there's a lot of different types of fear that stops people from doing what needs to be done. For example, there's the fear of failing, right? The fear of success, fear of criticism, fear of the unknown, fear of uncertainty. There's many different types of fear that prevents people from taking action and doing what's necessary to achieve their goals. But what I want you to think about here is what fear really is. Fear is nothing more than an anticipation of pain. I want you to hear me on this, all right? Hear me on this, because depending on how big your dream is and how much fear has been holding you back from actually living it, today's training could literally be worth millions of dollars for you. Seriously, this is big. Because think about this, when you experience fear, what's happening is you're literally anticipating some level of pain. And this is the key here. It's your aversion or avoidance of that pain that's preventing you from taking action. Pain is literally a paralyzer. The reason you're not taking action is because you're avoiding the pain or you're avoiding the anticipation of pain. In order to effectively move into action, you have to shift your negative expectation into a positive one. You got to move from having an anticipation of pain to having a positive expectation. You got to move from fear over to excitement. And of course, and this is why I'm so excited about today's podcast, I have a very simple yet extremely effective exercise to help you accomplish this shift and to finally plow past the fear that's been holding you back from accomplishing your dream. Here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to think about something that's been holding you back, all right? What's been stopping you from taking action and getting your message, getting your business, getting your product out into the world at a much larger level? What's preventing you from playing at a higher level? What's the pain going on, all right? What are you fearing? What are you worried about? Get it out there, man. You know, is it something like, is it fear of the opinions or ridicule of others? Like, you know, what will my friends or family think if I do this? Or, you know, maybe there's some fear of failure going on. Like, what if this doesn't work out? Or maybe you're fearing success, all right? Maybe you're fearing success. What if this does work out? Then I'm going to have to show up. What I want you to do here is identify your negative expectation. I want you to identify that anticipation of pain that's going on. In a second here, we're going to crush this sucker. So just take a few minutes right here. You can hit pause. Don't worry. I'll be right here waiting for you when you get back. But I want you to identify what is your anticipation of pain that's going on. What is your negative expectation? It definitely helps if you write this out. What I want you to do next is to step back from the situation a little bit, all right? I want you to step back a little bit. And from here, I want you to define a more positive expectation. Going back to one of the examples I gave is the fear of other people's ridicule and criticism, right? We have a name for these types of people, by the way. We call these people dream stealers here at Making Mountains Move. But, you know, listen, if the anticipation was something like, well, what will my friends and family think if I do this? They're all going to laugh at me or ridicule me. A more positive expectation might be, well, so what? You know, do you want to stay stuck living where your friends are? Or do you want to rise up to where you want to be, to your full potential, to your greatness, doing something that you're absolutely 100% truly passionate about? You know, listen, your friends, your real friends, your true friends are always going to be there to support you. And if they're laughing at you and ridiculing you, making fun of you, questioning your motives and actions, You know, are they really your real friends? Think about that. You know, another example here, maybe if you've experienced the fear of failure before, a more positive expectation might be, well, at least I can say I tried. You know, at least I can say I went for it. I won't have to go through life wondering what if. Another positive expectation might be, you know, I won't know until I try. If you're really committed and you do mess up, you do make a mistake, if you do fail, you learn from it. You grow from it. I posted an awesome quote today on the Making Mountains Move Facebook fan page from Robert Kiyosaki, who speaks to this point brilliantly. He says, failure defeats losers, failure inspires winners. What we're doing here is we're making a shift, okay? I want you to identify a more positive expectation of the situation at hand. So take a few minutes here and do this. Look, this isn't rocket science, all right? This is a quick, simple, but extremely profound exercise that is going to shift your results, that's going to finally move you into action. The third and final step, and this is where we really start moving some serious mountains, is I want you to identify a super positive expectation, all right? A super positive expectation. What would get you fired up? Let's inject some emotion here, okay? For example, by finally taking this action and not allowing the opinions and influence of others to hold me back any longer, I can now finally go forward confidently in the direction of my dream. By taking this action and not allowing others to hold me back from being me, I will prove to myself that I am the boss of my own life, that no one can stop me from living my dream except myself. What we're doing here is we're making the shift from fear over to excitement. This is the point where you crush that fear permanently. Maybe you were experiencing the fear of success, all right? Like, oh crap, what if I do succeed? You know what? What if you do succeed, right? You can finally start achieving the results that you deserve, the results that you desire. You can finally start doing the things that you previously were unable to do. You can finally have more options in your life. Your bank account will grow. Your life will grow. No more lack, limitation, or struggle. No more going through life doing something that you don't want to do. Job, J-O-B. Identify a super positive expectation and use that super positive expectation as your fuel. The fear you had, it gets crushed right on the spot. Again, when you feel the fear, check in on what you're expecting to happen. There's an anticipation of pain going on there, and it's exactly that anticipation of pain that's preventing you from taking action. The only way to finally move into action is to shift your expectations. You go from, again, step one, feeling bad, figuring out what the anticipation of pain is, to number two, positive expectation, feeling okay about it, to number three, feeling phenomenal, identifying that super positive expectation. And when you make this shift, you make mountains move. Fired up, baby. My name is Chuck Morrison, founder of MakingMountainsMove.com, creator of the world's number one visualization and law of attraction tool on the App Store, Vision Board Pro. Listen, we've got one mission, man. Turn dreamers into achievers and help raise the consciousness of our beautiful planet Earth. Time to get out there, baby. Time to get after it. Eat that fear. Eat that adversity for breakfast and make those mountains move.